and a good day to you. Welcome to another edition of The Front Page on Morehead State Public Radio. I'm your host, Chuck Meraz. Today, joined in his resplendent red shirt is our very own mayor of Morehead, Mr. David Perkins, who's joining us. Looks kind of like, almost like the color of the Washington Redskins who lost last night. And they're not your team.
No.
They? What about the Reds?
Cincinnati, I can
All right,
go
there
with.
You go. We'll go with that. They lost, though, too, last night. But they're in the pennant race. That's the good news. We're going to talk a little bit about, a lot of things that happened at last night's city council meeting. One of the most notable items, of course, was a group that was there, a large number of people, brought forward to council a proposal regarding a fairness ordinance, which dictates against discrimination based on sexual preference in many different areas, including, I guess, hiring and firing and also housing and restaurant service and things of that nature. And exactly what happened last night with that?
Well, we had a large contingent of folks. They only had three speakers, which we had asked they have three or four speakers, make their point, and then let council decide which direction to go with it. So they did their, they made their presentations. They were very succinct. And then council mulled it and discussed it a little bit and passed a motion to direct the administrative side, which is, the office I work out of, to construct an ordinance and bring it to them maybe at the next meeting and give it to council and say, is this what you want to do with it? We were given sample ordinances, and we will look at ordinances from places like Vico and Frankfort just passed one last week. Covington has one. I'm not sure we would look at Louisville and Lexington because there's such difference in sizes. And see if we can come up with something that's fair and balanced across the board.
So what's the process then from here? Does it go to your office and you just kind of look at it and see what's in there, and then you kind of, as you mentioned, review what other cities are doing and then kind of just formulate
pretty
the language?
Pretty much. Our city attorney will construct the ordinance, make sure, as reasonably as possible that we are within our legal bounds, and present it back to council for a first reading. If they want to make changes to it, that can happen. But if we are lucky and get it right the first time, they may not change anything. It's not really a big deal. It's just saying that along with all these other things that the federal law mandates us to be fair on, we're going to add a couple additional items.
Well, you knew this was coming, obviously, because of the request to be on the agenda, so you had a chance maybe to think about it beforehand, right?
Yes. I had some communications with one of the principals behind the request, and explained to them what our processes were, and everybody seemed to agree that that's the way to go forward.
In one sense, and talking to somebody about this earlier, not surprised that this ordinance was brought before the Morehead City Council and before you, the mayor, but at the same time, maybe a little bit, I was surprised in the sense that in this community, there seems to be more acceptance of people. It's a college community, a community with a large regional hospital, and a community perhaps that's a little bit more broad-minded in many ways.
I've been aware that we're generally a liberal community for several decades, treat people respectfully across the board. Now, as we discussed before the show, you always find some turkey or a group of turkeys that doesn't want anybody to have any rights except what they want. And you'll find that across the board wherever you go. But as a rule, Morehead has been an open community. We don't try to be restrictive of anybody else's preferences as long as they're not if I don't want you in my face and you don't want me in yours, that scenario. So I think we're a pretty good community overall.
Now that you've had a group propose it, do you anticipate with some of the publicity regarding this that you may have a group show up at the next meeting to possibly dissent?
I would be surprised if there weren't. So, we'll address that as it comes.
And the process, I guess, from here is you look at it, and after you formulate the ordinance, then you bring it before council, and there would be possibly a first reading at next month's meeting?
Or
is that right?
It's possible. I'm not sure the timeline because we've got some changes to our alcohol ordinances that we have to get done by a certain date because the state changed their alcohol rules, in a very large way. and we have to come into compliance of those by a certain date, or we're going to have problems. So that's our main focus. Now, this may or may not get on the next meeting, but we would, you know, we're not going to just push it to the side.
All right, we can probably deal with this at the next time you come in too, as well, because I guess right now, as you said, it's just under review, and ordinance will be formulated at this point, and you kind of go from there. But something else you mentioned before the program I found interesting, the issue of guns came up during the council meeting, and I'm kind of curious what that's all about, rather.
Probably a couple of weeks ago, I received a phone call from an individual representing Concealed Carry Coalition. Apparently, he'd gone through our ordinances online and found a couple of places where we hadn't caught up with the new state laws and pointed those out. So we're in the process of remedying those situations. One of them had to do with the mayor being able to restrict sale of weapons in basically civil unrest or, you know, an emergency situation. Of course, the state's preempted that prerogative. So that's one of them that's coming off. Another one had to do with weapons in city-owned vehicles. We had a prohibition against that, but we're not allowed to do that anymore. So we're in the process of taking those pieces of legislation out of our ordinances.
How complicated is that?
Mostly it's just going through the motions of having two readings and putting out the new stuff.
Whereas we mentioned that the proposal regarding the fairness ordinance was not unexpected, the phone call you got about some of the gun regulations in the city, was that unexpected?
That was definitely unexpected. So, you know, we want to be in compliance with, you know, the rules that supersede ours, so we go through our processes to make it correct.
Another interesting thing that came up last night, and this was during the public comment section as well as the fairness ordinance, which also came up during that same part of the meeting, something in regards to a community orchestra. And if you would maybe explain that.
Well, we had a request from an individual to come before council and just basically do a PR pitch explaining that a community orchestra was being formed. I think a lot of it involves, you know, university faculty, and we actually had a little sampling of their musical abilities before the meeting in the lobby of the conference center, but Dr. Yule Scott and then the new director of music here at the university both spoke very briefly, just, you know, saying, here's what we're trying to do, we just want council and the public to be aware of it. And I think they have a free concert probably, I believe, near the end of the hometown holiday celebration in December. I think that will be at the conference center. So, you know, it's more culture.
It's kind of a neat thing, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. But we've had people from here go to Lexington to perform in their orchestras and musical productions. So we'll have some of our homegrown stuff.
Do they plan to then perform on a fairly regular basis?
They didn't go into a lot of detail, but I felt like they, you know, the December thing was kind of a, here's what we can do. So I imagine they'll be looking for community support down the road.
So this was basically to make sure that they got their name out, perhaps, and maybe created some publicity for their work that they're about to do and some of the things that they're going to have going on here in the future, right?
Absolutely. So, you know, it's a good thing. So we're looking forward to hearing what they've got to give to us.
Well, I'll ask you about this, too. We talked about this, I think, at the last visit you made to Front Page, and this is in regards to speed humps. And for those who don't know what speed humps are, they're like speed bumps, except they're sloped a little bit more gradually, and they're a little bit easier on, say, vehicles, especially snow plows and things like that. But I guess there were some citizens, particularly along Wilson, I believe one other street here in Moorhead, that were hoping to get some speed humps placed in their road to slow down some people who were driving a little bit too quickly.
That's their request. And we've had three council members doing some research and had a brief meeting on the side or last week sometime to, you know, see what the options were. There's speed humps. There are speed dips where you actually, you know, carve out the pavement so that you dip down, which was probably, you know, there's a lot of reasons we shouldn't do that. One of which is that would hold water. And in the wintertime, that would just be a slick spot forever. Some of the newer vehicles and some of the ones that have been modified for personal choice would probably be dragging every time they went across that. Of course, that's the same possibility with a speed hump because they're, most of them are, even though they're gradually rise and fall, is still you're looking at about 4 inches of rise above pavement. So we're probably going to end up doing a couple of test places and see how it actually works. You're looking at between $500 and $600 per location. So we don't want to go out there willy-nilly, spend a lot of money, and it not be effective or cause more trouble than it solved.
I guess the key is to make sure they're placed in the proper spots in the street. I guess the areas where they expect people to speed more.
Yep. Some discussion about staggering them, but there was discussion, and some of us are personally aware of places that those have existed. And sometimes the people tend to weave from side to side to avoid them. You know, the public is going to do what it can to do what it wants.
Sounds like a simple problem, but maybe not so simple.
Nothing's ever simple.
Well, in moving on, I had a chance to talk with your fire chief yesterday, Jeff Anderson, a little bit. I asked him about the progress in regards to the addition of the major's position inside his fire department. He wants someone to help, I guess, with some of the fire protection pre-planning, and this would be a part-time job, I guess, 20 hours a week and $15,000 a year, something like that. And he said that he still hasn't been able to hire someone. It's been on the books for 18 months. What are the plans there?
It's the bog down, the slowing down has been in the administrative department, and it requires us to write a new job position, and that's not been a high priority with all the other stuff we've been having to deal with. Now it is on our radar, and we're working towards that because we're going to change some other job descriptions. So we wanted to do it all at once and not just piecemeal it. You know, so he is right. It's been on the books, or you know, it was authorized quite a while back. We just haven't gotten to that particular issue. You know, it's not because we're trying to outslow him, if you will. It's just a matter of we have a number of things in that particular area that we want to do at the same time rather than, you know, make a change because it's cumbersome and it's expensive. Every time you change an ordinance, you have to do certain publications, yada, yada, yada.
And you're talking about ordinance job descriptions are involved with that?
Actually, I'm not certain about that particular thing, but it's hard to keep track of what's in the ordinances and what's peripheral. But anyway, we want to do it right. So, you know, it's okay if we get prodded.
So do you have a timeline on that yet?
We probably want to get something done maybe by the end of the year because there's some other job things that we wanted to get changed and that we need to move along with those too. So that's where we're headed.
Okay, so probably have something here where they can get out in the spring then and start looking at some of the properties around campus and in the city to make sure that they're properly protected from fires, right?
Yeah, and we have over the years had some level of that. I think this is more to get up to date. You know, things have changed in certain areas of the city and make sure that we have, you know, the information that's necessary to properly attack a fire should there be a major event.
Again, our guest today on the front page is the mayor of Morehead, Mr. David Perkins, and we are going to step away right here, come back with more in just a moment.
Can't keep up with local news and sports during your busy day? Let Morehead State Public Radio update you on your world during our midday newscast. Whether you're in the office, the car, or on a lunch break, tune in to 90.3 FM every weekday at 12:06 for an in-depth look at news, sports, and weather. Don't let your busy lifestyle keep you from knowing what's going on around you. Tune in each weekday at 12:06 p.m. for MSPR's Midday Report.
And a good day, too. Welcome back to the front page. We appreciate you joining us today on the program as we talk with Moorhead Mayor David Perkins about city business. And one thing we have not gotten back to, and this is certain to make you the hit of every social gathering that you attend for the next several months, is the issue of a tax increase for Moorhead's residents came up last night, and I guess you worked on that.
Yes, council passed the first reading of motor vehicle and watercraft and the real estate and personal property tax for the coming year. So on the motor vehicle and watercraft, we can't change that from what it was in whatever we had it set at in 82, I believe it was, when we were given home rule. Now the other, you know, there are very strict formulas that we have to use that tell us, you know, certain percentages, and we can choose between two or three different options there. And council voted to take the 4% above last year's revenue, which amounts to about something over $28,000 more, because the formulas that we have to use are provided by the state, and you get a what we call a recapitulation sheet from the PVA's office. It's got new properties added, anything that was taken off, and some other adjustments. And you plug the various numbers in a certain place in the formula, and it tells you what your potential rates are for the different scenarios. One of them is the, well, it just went out of my head. Anyway, it's supposed to give you the same revenue as last year. And
that's basically the compensating rate.
Compensating rate. The compensating rate would fall short, so there is another compensating rate that does accomplish that with the new numbers. And then there's the additional 4% rate. And that's, you know, that rate is what council chose to do. Here, I was going through my papers looking for those rates. The new proposed rate on real estate would be 0.252, and that is, I think, $2.52 per thousand. And on personal property, it's 0.3303, which is $3.30 per thousand. And
I guess what we'll say is when we talk about the tax rate increase, when we talk about a 4% increase, it's not a 4%
across the board.
Right. It's 4% above last year's rate. So it's based on last year's rate. So it's not quite that big.
Yeah, it's really not. Now, the school board did the same thing. Of course, they have a much broader tax base, so it amounts to quite a bit more money. You know, in our case, it's not. And it's the point of doing that is to keep from ending up in a hole, because, you know, unfortunately, like all the citizens, our costs also go up every year. The cost of utilities, the cost of fuel. We're not buying too many groceries, but, you know, health insurance, pensions, you know, we have the same issues that individuals have.
And I know you realize that any tax increase is not going to be very popular, but you didn't have much choice. Is that the feeling?
We feel like this is the proper way to, you know, attack it or handle it. And, I got an increased assessment on my property this year, so between that and the difference, it's going to cost me some more dollars. But, for the services I get and the place that I live, I'm comfortable with it.
Second reading of this is then next month?
We will probably have a special meeting later this month. And I want to say that maybe on the 25th, but I'm not positive. We have to work out specific publication dates and all that. We do have to have a hearing before the second meeting.
To allow for the public to
give their input, yes. So, you know, there are very specific timelines that you have to go by to make sure that you do it legally. A good example of that is Fleming County School Board missed their timeline because of they missed a publication date, and they weren't able to do this.
One thing we haven't talked about, I'm going to ask you to put aside your mayor's hat for a moment and put on your Moorhead Tomorrow board member's hat. Any news regarding the proposed settlement between Rowan County and Moorhead Tomorrow on the stolen funding from the Terry Alderman case, the $75,000?
There is ongoing communication back and forth between the parties. I had a brief conversation on the way here this morning that I'm to look for an email with a question in it to, you know, for the board to respond to the county and see where that goes.
Do you believe that this matter could be resolved soon?
Well, I think everybody involved hopes so, because we would like to get beyond it one way or another and just, you know, move forward. You know, having it in limbo doesn't help anybody. It's caused some hurt feelings and some certain levels of anger. We need to get past that.
I was going to ask you that after you do get this thing settled, do you think that some of the acrimony and some of the anger can be put aside?
Well, that's certainly our hope. You know, it doesn't help the community to, you know, be at odds with each other. And we really want to just get this behind us and move forward and see what we can do overall for the community.
Boy, there's a lot going on, isn't there?
Yep.
You know, you talk about the fairness ordinance, the taxes, guns. We talked about the Rowan County Moorhead Tomorrow issue. I mean, there's a lot going on right now.
And that's just the stuff that we know about.
Stuff that hasn't come around the corner and hit us yet.
Yes.
And one thing we haven't talked about for a while, and I want to also remember that we talked about the community orchestra as well, too, but we haven't talked anything about the proposal for the new park here in town for a while. Is there anything new on that?
Not right now. You know, everybody's economic situation is such that we're not much in a position to do anything. The first key to that would be, you know, a good bridge across the creek to the Sunnybrook property. There's a single-lane bridge now, and it needs to be a decent two-lane bridge. Overall, we'd like to have two bridges, but right now, if we can get one good two-lane, that opens basically the door to get something going.
What I wonder is, and you might just speculate with me for a moment, House Majority Leader Rocky Atkins is mulling over a possible move to Moorhead so he can become the new 99th District Representative, and I'm wondering if that might help in the situation a little bit.
Well, it was the old guy, maybe it was Groucho, said, couldn't wait. It'd
be nice to have him more in the community anyway, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
So as you look ahead to next month, you've got a lot of things on your plate. Anything else in your mind that's coming around that you have to be concerned about or maybe prepare for?
We're in the process of reviewing our, like I said earlier, the alcohol ordinances, and we'll probably have first reading on those changes hopefully next month, because we need to get it done by November, in November, so that we're meeting the December deadline we have. That's probably going to be fairly involved. At least it is from our side administratively, going through what the state has done and comparing that with what we have and making changes that are necessary.
All right. I think we've run out of time for now. We'll save all the other good stuff for next time. How's that?
Same time, same station.
Moorhead Mayor David Perkins, our guest today on Front Page. I'm your host, Chuck Meraz. See you next time.